Well, I hope and pray that you had a great Thanksgiving Day. You know, but we should be in an attitude of Thanksgiving every day of our life. But it comes around on the calendar, and it's a time of fellowship with family, a lot of good eating, and a time to say thank you, God, for all of your blessings. I've been thinking, and Phil likes history, I like history, and I know a lot of you like history. So I went back and did a little research on the first Thanksgiving, and I thought maybe it would be good to refresh our hearts and minds about the original Thanksgiving celebration that was held by the Pilgrim settlers in Massachusetts during their second winter here in America, December 1621. It gets cold up north. Those of you who lived up there like I have, it gets cold. So that first winter was rough, and it killed 44 people of the original 102 that came over on the Mayflower. At one point, their daily food ration was down to 5 kernels of corn apiece. But then an unexpected trading vessel arrived, swapping them beaver pelts for grain, providing for their severe need so that they could have a crop in the upcoming summer. And it brought them hope. Governor William Bradford decreed that December the 13th, 1621, be set aside as a day of feasting and prayer to show the gratitude of the colonists that they were still alive. Well, these pilgrims, seeking religious freedom and an opportunity in America, gave thanks to God for his provision for them, helping them to find 20 acres of cleared land. For the fact there were no hostile Native Americans in that area, for their newfound religious freedom and for God's provision, and interpreted to the Native American in Squanto. And along with the feasting and games involving the colonists, more than 80 Native Americans who added to the feast by bringing wild turkeys, venison. I like venison, by the way. I'm grateful that we have family. I don't hunt, but I enjoy the fruit of the venison. So I give thanks every Thanksgiving when we get some venison. Anyhow, prayers, sermons, songs of praise were important in that celebration. 3 days were spent in feasting and prayer. I guess maybe we do something similar, 3 days, because we always have leftovers and different things to feast upon. But from that time forward, Thanksgiving has been celebrated as a day to give thanks to God for his gracious and sufficient provision. President Abraham Lincoln, in my humble opinion, one of the finest presidents that we've ever had, officially set aside the last Thursday of November in 1863 as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father, God Almighty. Then in 1941, Congress ruled that after 1941, the day would be the fourth Thursday of November to be observed as Thanksgiving Day and a national legal holiday. Spiritually, I think we find things related to the issue of Thanksgiving nearly everything in our lives, from cover to cover. We as individuals offer up sacrifices out of gratitude. In the book of Genesis, the Israelites sang a song of thanksgiving as they were delivered from Pharaoh's army after crossing the Red Sea in Exodus 15. And then later, the Mosaic Law, which when you remember when Moses went up on Mount Sinai and he got the tablets and came down, the Mosaic Law set aside 3 times each year when the Israelites were to gather together. All 3 times, unleavened bread, also called the Feast of the Passover, in Exodus 12, harvest, or Pentecost, in Leviticus 23, and the Feast of Ingathering, or what we call Tabernacles, Leviticus 23 also. So to be involved in remembering God's provision and grace, that's what they did, that's what we do, or at least what we should do. Harvest and tabernacles in the Jewish tradition took place specifically in relation to God's provision and harvest of the fruit trees and the crops. And then we get over into the book of Psalms, and it's full of songs of thanksgiving, both for God's grace to the Israelite people, as though all of the deeds that God has given to us to be grateful and thankful, as well as his individual grace to each and every one of us. You see, in the New Testament, there are repeated the admonitions to give thanks to God. Thanksgiving is always to be a part of our prayers. Some of the most remembered passages of giving thanks are the following. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, therefore I exalt and exhort first of all the supplication, prayers, and intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men. One of the greatest God gift, the greatest one had ever been, was his son Jesus Christ. That's why we should be thankful and grateful that Jesus came and suffered on the cross of Calvary, paid our debt sin, breaking that bondage that the devil held over us through the death, the burial, and the resurrection. We have been forgiven and the promise of eternal life. He is a just God. Oh yeah, he probably could have forgave our sins and gave us eternal life. Just to, boom, but he decided to give it to us as a free gift through his Son. God manifested in the flesh, who came in to experience everything that we experience up to and including death. You see, this free gift that we should be thankful for is available to everybody who calls upon his name to be saved from their sin. But have a sincere faith. John 3:16 comes to mind, Romans 3, all through the book of Romans and Ephesians. And I like what it says in 2 Corinthians 9:15. For this gift of his Son, the gift which meets our greatest need, the Apostle Paul said, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift, the gift of love and grace. So, we're all, just like the pilgrims that came here from Europe to come to this country, they had a choice. We have a choice in this life. There will always be challenges and things to complain about. I know about that too. And, you know, the pilgrims had lost many loved ones to reach out and come to a new world. And they were looking for religious freedom, which thank God we do in this country. We have religious freedom. But they were thankful for so many things. Our society, the time that we live in this United States of America that we are so blessed and so honored to be a part of, has become increasingly secular, meaning they're trying to take God out of almost everything. Actually, giving thanks to God, even though it's a national holiday, it's a holiday that's really overlooked in a lot of ways for the true meaning. And looked only as a time to get together and feast or eat all kinds of things and watch sports. And I do those things too. But I am so grateful that God has given us not only his Son, Jesus Christ, with the hope that we have, but he has granted us so many wonderful things and blessed to ever to live in a land that is free. And we thank Him not only for the food, but we thank Him for His gifts that He's given to us, both spiritual and material. Because God is good, and every good gift comes from God. James chapter 1, verse 17. For those who know Christ, God also works everything together for good, in events that we would not necessarily consider good. Romans 8:28, one of my most favorite ones. I am so grateful. I don't know how, but it always works out that everything that I've experienced in this life, even though at the time I thought it was bad, it worked out for good. It's a mystery, the mystery of the faith. So my prayer is that He will find that joy and peace in your life, and you can rejoice and be grateful in all the things that we have. And hope and pray your family's having a good day of Thanksgiving. But try to be thankful every day of your life. We only have one life. We only have one chance at this thing called life. And then the Bible says first comes death and then the judgment. So hang on. We thank You for being able to come together and join in with us and let me share my thoughts. But one of the most important things, I think, is prayer. And when the disciples were with Jesus, they knew that He went off by Himself, and they knew that He prayed. They weren't sure about what kind of prayer He was doing until one day they asked Him. And He said, well, I have to talk to the Father. Can we talk to the Father? He says, oh yeah. Let me give you a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we close this segment. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you did have a good time with family and a time of Thanksgiving. This is also the first Sunday of Advent. We'll be having our Chrismon service in church, and I think you'll find some information on the website and some of the information about what some of the Chrismon symbols mean. But we're grateful, we're thankful, and we're thankful that you listen and come to be a part of this online service. In Jesus' name, amen.